Verisov nodded, a trifle doubtfully.
Everyone knows that's the way things are supposed to go. But can we afford to take chances? Can we risk the present for the sake of a nebulous future? We must, because the future isn't nebulous. It's been calculated out by Selden and charted. Each successive crisis in our history is mapped, and each depends in a measure on the successful conclusion of the ones previous. This is only the second crisis, and space knows what effect even a trifling deviation would have in the end.
That's rather empty speculation.
No. Harry Selden said in the Time Vault that at each crisis our freedom of action would become circumscribed to the point where only one course of action was possible.
So as to keep us on the straight and narrow?
So as to keep us from deviating, yes. But conversely, as long as more than one course of action is possible, the crisis has not been reached. We must let things drift so long as we possibly can, and by space, that's what I intend doing.
Verisov didn't answer. He chewed his lower lip in a grudging silence. It had only been the year before that Hardin had first discussed the problem with him. The real problem. The problem of countering Anacreon's hostile preparations. And then only because he, Verisov, had balked at further appeasement. Hardin seemed to follow his ambassador's thoughts.
I would much rather never to have told you anything about this.
What makes you say that? Cried Verisov in surprise. Because there are six people now. You and I, the other three ambassadors, and Johann Lee, who have a fair notion of what's ahead. And I'm damned afraid that it was Selden's idea to have no one know.
Why so?
Because even Selden's advanced psychology was limited. It could not handle too many independent variables. He couldn't work with individuals over any length of time, any more than you could apply the kinetic theory of gases to single molecules. He worked with mobs, populations of whole planets, and only blind mobs who do not possess foreknowledge of the results of their own actions.
That's not plain.
I can't help it. I'm not psychologist enough to explain it scientifically, but this you know. There are no trained psychologists on Terminus and no mathematical texts on the science. It is plain that he wanted no one on Terminus capable of working out the future in advance. Selden wanted us to proceed blindly, and therefore correctly, according to the law of mob psychology. As I once told you, I never knew where we were heading when I first drove out the Anacreonians. My idea had been to maintain balance of power, no more than that. It was only afterward that I thought I saw a pattern in events. But I've done my level best not to act on that knowledge. Interference due to foresight would have knocked the plan out of kilter.